Menachos chapter 9, Mishnah 5. Kol hamidos shayu b'migdash hayu nigdashos. All the measures in the temple were heaped, chutz mishal kohen gadol shehaya goitcha lesoicha, except the high priest's measure, flour measure, because the measure itself was a heaped measure. So this is according to Rabbi Meir. So normally what he's saying is that normally when they had a measure, let's say they had a measuring utensil, and they were going to put flour in it, so normally they wouldn't fill it up to the flat. Normally they would heap it up, right? They would heap up the measurement. That's how they would do it. Except for, according to Rabbi Meir, he held that there were two isaron amounts, measuring vessels. One was unheaped and one was heaped. So you didn't heap them, right? Because it was already had a different heaped measure. So if you wanted a heaped measure, you used the heaped measuring vessel, which was a little bit bigger than the flat measuring vessel, and you filled it to its level. But that's only according to Rabbi Meir, because the other opinions held that you didn't have such a heaped measuring vessel. You just had one. You didn't have one, a normal size, and then slightly bigger, a heaped one. So and the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir in the end. So it would come out that all of the measures in the temple are heaped. When they would fill it up, they wouldn't fill it up flat. They were measuring like an isaron of flour. They wouldn't fill it up flat. They would heap it up. They would heap up the measurement. Midos halach, all the liquid measures, baritzein kodesh, their overflow was holy. Meaning, that when they filled it up, if it went a little bit higher, right, than the amount that was overflowing, that also took on a sanctity. It also became, set aside for sacrifices. Well, midos hayavesh, but all the dry measures, baritzein chol, the overflow, the heaped part of it, wasn't considered sanctified because it wasn't inside the measuring vessel. So if it's liquid, it still becomes holy by putting it in the measuring vessel. But if it's dry, the overflow amount doesn't become holy, according to this opinion, because it's not inside the measuring vessel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, Midos halach kodesh, he agrees, he says that the measurement of wet is holy. Lefikach baritzein kodesh, therefore the overflow is holy. So he holds that the actual vessel, right, the actual measuring vessel for liquid measures was holy. And that's why the overflow was holy, because the actual vessel was sanctified. But he held midos hayavesh chol, the measuring vessels for dry were not holy, right? They weren't sanctified, those measuring vessels. Lefikach baritzein chol, and therefore their overflow was not sanctified, because the vessel itself was not sanctified. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he said, lo mishum zeh, this is not the reason. Ela shealach nekar vayavash eino nekar. He says the reason is because when you pour in liquid, what happens to the liquid? It automatically like mixes up. And therefore, even the part that's like a little bit higher than the container, the meniscus, is going to get mixed up with the rest of the liquid. That's why the whole thing is holy when it comes to liquid. But when you pour in a dry measure of flour, it doesn't all get mixed up. It just slowly heaps up. And that's why, according to him, the excess of the dry, says Rabbi Yossi, is not holy. A different reason to Rabbi Akiva, but the halacha stays the same, but just a different reasoning.